The mean heat index is different from the other heat index the National Weather Service has used for decades. Instead of taking a snapshot of the temperature at a given time, the mean heat index looks at a 24-hour average. Add in the weather forecast, and meteorologists can figure out how hot it will feel over the next 7 days. A mean index of more than 85 is in the danger zone. Both indices rely on relative humidity. The more humid it gets, the harder it is for the body to cool itself with evaporating sweat, and that can be a problem for elderly people who may not get out much. The owner of a northeastern Wisconsin company that looks after older people in their homes is using the new heat index. Steve Noyen says he's looking after a man who lives alone with no air conditioning. The temperature inside the man's home was 96 degrees this week.
And so I've been paying a little bit closer attention to him. He seems to be doing fine. He's 82 years old, but we've arranged fans around the room, making sure that he's getting actually outside into the shade where there's a little bit more breeze than what he's getting inside his home.
Symptoms of heat stress include nausea, headaches, and very dry skin. Noyen says caregivers will use the new long-term heat forecast to plan outings to air-conditioned malls or libraries. Also, the elderly are encouraged to stay out of the midday sun. The National Weather Service developed the mean heat index in response to the heat wave of 1995. The hot weather killed around 140 people in Wisconsin that July. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.